The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And when I saw him walking, you know, at first, I didn't really pay much attention to it. I really just disregarded it because I just thought it was a fellow camper. As I started recording is when I realized it's not walking like a man, doesn't look like a man. I was in such shock and disbelief of what it was until it was after the fact that I realized what I really had just seen.
This is the Cryptid Creatures Podcast. I am Brian, and with me as always is my co-host Todd. What's going on, buddy?
Man, how was your Thanksgiving?
Awesome. I stuffed myself.
Me too.
To the point of not being able to move.
Don't we all? Don't we all do that?
That's what it's for, right?
I honestly can say I did not pig out as much as I normally do. For whatever reason, I just wasn't as hungry during dinner, so I guess, you know. But yeah, I still got that tired laying around feeling.
It's that damn turkey.
But anyway, I hope all of our listeners had a good Thanksgiving as well.
Yes. Yeah, I hope they did.
We got something kind of new and different coming up this episode, Brian. We got a video of a Bigfoot.
We do.
With our guest.
We do. And it is, it's a pretty good one.
It is a good one. Shows that thing just walking right along right across the side of the lake there. So.
And if you're in our group, we're going to post that to the group page.
So you guys make sure you check it out. Go to our Facebook page. Look us up, Cryptid Creatures, if you're not already there. Go to our group page and join our group so you can see the video after we talk to Mike. So yeah. I'm pretty excited to get this guy on and see what happened.
I know. It's going to be a good one, I think.
For sure. Yeah. All right. You ready to bring him on?
Yeah, let's get him.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
Mike, we saw something you posted on social media. You had a video that you recorded. When did you record this video?
That video was shot, I believe it was August the 1st. I was picking my son up at San Francisco Airport the next morning, and I was in Eureka, so I thought, well, I'll go, you know, a few days early and camp out. So that's what I did, and that evening is when I took the video. Unfortunately, I was not able to stick around the next morning because I had to get up early to head to the airport. So I was not able to go back and further, you know, investigate on the other side of the lake. But it was August the 1st.
This year?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So you were camping out when this happened?
Yep. I was by myself at Gumboot Lake. It's a little alpine, you know, natural lake that had a little small dam about 20, 25 miles directly west of Mount Shasta City. And I came across it. I was just looking at different places to go camping, and I noticed that there was a highway or a forest road. I believe it was 26 that went out of Mount Shasta City, you do west, and it finally dead ends at about 20 miles or so. It goes along one of the branches of the Trinity River. It's beautiful. So I was out there camping, and when I saw this thing walking across, whatever it may or may not have been.
Did you record that with your cell phone?
Yes, I did. And actually, it was a relatively new cell phone that I just got. And, you know, of course, everybody makes the jokes about the always fuzzy Bigfoot, you know, videos, kind of like the bank robbers, you know, we can read a dot on the moon, but we can't, you know, catch a bank robber with a bank camera or a Bigfoot. But it was late. It was dark. And I tried zooming in. And when I did that, I lost focus. So you had to try to find that balance there where you could, you know, make it as a clear image without making it too blurry. Mm-hmm.
Mike, before this happened, did you believe in Bigfoot or have any kind of interest in Bigfoot?
Oh, I've always had a fascination. I think most people do, you know, and I've been in the Northern California area now for about a year and a half, and it's always been something on my radar. I've never had any situations occur, you know, to reinforce my thoughts or beliefs or anticipations, but until now. And honestly, to be real truthful, if you listen to that video, I'm laughing and joking about it because when I'm sitting on that lake late that evening, there's no one around. And I just make, you know, if you see a two-legged creature, you kind of assume that it's a human. So I'm sitting there watching what I thought was a fisherman or a guy over there. And I'm just kind of joking about it. And I watched him. That video is only about half of it. After about watching him for a few minutes, I thought, you know, wait a minute. Let me video this. This guy, it looks like Bigfoot. This is really funny. It's going to be real funny. But as I started recording is when I realized, wait a minute, this is not, it's not walking like a man, doesn't look like a man. And he started going back in the woods, and that's when I stopped recording. I thought maybe I should get some still shots that could be looked at or whatever. So that's when I stopped recording, and then I took the still shots of him or it and whatever it was.
What got your attention about this thing? You said you just kind of out of the corner of your eye saw movement over there, or what?
I was just sitting there. It was a beautiful evening. It was a summer evening. And it was before the California fires, so I was getting ready to make a campfire, and it was much darker in the real world there at that lake that evening than it looked like on the video. You know, the video, the camera does weird things, and it tries to adjust for the light, but it was actually much darker than what it appeared, and I'm just sitting there, and it was quiet. There was no one around, and the lake was like glass, and I just, you know, I was just taking the moment in, and I caught over out of the left side of my eyes, you know, this movement. And I thought, what's that guy doing over there? So, you know, when I saw it, and I had been looking, you know, there had been bear reported in the area. I didn't see any other wildlife that night that I camped. I did see a deer that came up to my campsite, but I was just taking it in and enjoying the quietness. And when I saw him walking, you know, at first, I didn't really pay much attention to it. I really just disregarded it because I just thought it was a fellow camper until I got to watching it and realized that it didn't really look like a fellow camper. I've always had a fascination for Bigfoot, and it's always been something to be excited to, because you never know. You know, the last reported Bigfoot official sighting that I'm aware of was just a few months before that. Just about 5 miles south of Garberville, and it was a reporting by an off-duty police officer. Saw Bigfoot laying on the side of the road. So you never know. You know, you don't have to be out in the middle of nowhere. I could be driving down the road, but I always have kept an eye out, thinking maybe it'd be really cool to see a Bigfoot or a Squatch. Mm-hmm. But when you see it, it's completely different. It completely surprised me, and it was nothing like what I really thought when I saw Bigfoot. If I ever, you know, had the chance to do so, that it would be quite an exhilarating moment. But I was in such shock that and disbelief of what it was until it was after the fact that I realized what I really had just seen.
I think the reason a lot of people don't get this thing on camera is because it's a shock factor at first. And the last thing they're thinking about is, let me grab my phone and get this.
Right. Well, and they, you know, people don't look. People don't pay, you know, people aren't really looking. I do. I look every time I go out, and I spend a lot of time camping, you know, in the mountains and in the woods and enjoying wildlife and nature. And I'm always very observant of my surroundings and what's going on. It's a very elusive creature, but you know what? All the creatures in the woods are elusive. You know, you might have one or two bear every square mile. You're probably not going to see one. Same thing with Bigfoot. They're very elusive, and that's their neighborhood. So for us to see it, it's very difficult. Doesn't mean they're not there.
Mike, I want to get into your video. You see it come out from the left. You're across the water there. The way that thing's moving across there, if that's a guy, it's a very tall man. again, you're telling me that's that far away. Looking at the size of that thing, you can definitely pick it out. And Mike, if you're cool with it, we'll share that video when we drop this episode too, if you're all right with us doing that, so the guests can see that.
Absolutely.
Okay. But to watch that thing move across, and another cool thing is
yeah, it's amazing.
It walks through. It looks like some brush patches a couple times. Just kind of clears right through these.
Yeah, it kind of. And that's what I noticed when and yes, to answer your question, he came from the left, and I was sitting there. It caught my eye, and I watched him for probably, and he weaved in and out just like you saw him go up into the brush. That's how he was doing for probably a good, you know, I just glanced at him, and I didn't watch. I just glanced over. Now there were other campers about on my, but not on that side of the lake. There are no campgrounds over there. This road comes over, and it dead ends at this lake right where I was sitting, okay? Now, about, maybe 100 yards back to my left, on my side of the lake, there was a motorhome with a couple and an older lady there, probably a mom and dad and a grandmother. But they were even so far. If I would have yelled at them, they probably wouldn't have heard me. And they were the only people that were there camping. So when I saw this thing moving, I just thought, well, it's just somebody else camping. And after, you know, I glanced again and I was aware of it. And that's when I started watching it for maybe 20 more seconds. And then it went back up into the brush and then it came out. And I thought, that's really weird. You know, that ha ha, it looks like Bigfoot. I wasn't even serious because it didn't even dawn on me what was really going on. And when he started weaving in and out of the brush, I thought, you know, I'm going to record this. And that's what I was doing. And after recording it for a minute, I'm like, how long is this going to go on? And then he started weaving back into the brush again. And I thought, you know what? And I was getting really frustrated with my camera. So I thought maybe I should stop and take a few still shots instead of just strictly video. So that's when I stopped and I paused for a moment. And then I took the still shots, which were very difficult because again, you can tell the distance in those much more than you can on the video because the video was zoomed in. But yeah, he was walking, and that's what I started noticing. Really, what really I noticed first and foremost was the color. It was monochromatic, one color, and it was a dark, almost a rust tint to it. But it wasn't black like a bear. It was just a very distinct coloration that caught my eye, especially with the brown grass in the background and what have you. And that's, as I'm watching it, I noticed that, you know, not only is he one color, but he's head to toe. And then I'm watching and I'm realizing, you know, that guy's walking for as far away as he is. He was covering a lot of territory relatively with no ease. He was taking very big strides. And I noticed that. And I thought, wait a minute. And he just kept going. He wasn't running. He wasn't in a hurry. But you can tell the distance that he covered in that short amount of time was fairly substantial.
I noticed that too. He moves so fluid as well. To watch the distance that thing covers in the amount of time that you had that video.
That's a very good question. We could triangulate that, probably figure out about how fast he was, you know, be very interesting to study that, but it was definitely, you know, and what I noticed was, his steps were very intentional. It wasn't, now had that be me or a camper, I would have probably been more, or a typical camper would have been more meandering unless they had an armload of firewood, or they had a fishing pole and they have a destination. And that's what really caught my eye was the size, the color, and the fact that he was so intended on going somewhere. He wasn't just out, you know, just kind of walking around. He had a destiny and he was going there intentionally with no hesitation as if he'd been there before. I don't know.
Yeah. He walked that path a couple of times already.
Yeah. I'm sure that's his stomping grounds,
but I guess so. You know,
but if a human were to try to cover that amount of it, that just by watching the video and watching that thing move, if that was a human being, they would have to be almost close to a sprint. And
exactly,
their bodies would be bobbing up and down like crazy. The thing just right. moves exactly. fluidly. When I understand that when people say it looks like it's gliding. The gliding movement. It's just like, mm-hmm. it just kind of like it does. It just kind of hovers and moves. Its legs are moving. You can see something, but it doesn't bounce right. up and down, and it covers ground quickly, but it looks effortlessly.
Oh, yeah. From what I saw, just my guess, he's for a human to do that, he would have had to have almost, like you said, been in some sort of a sprint. You would have had to been doing some fast walking, and with right. little short human legs, they don't look like that, you know? Yeah. And it wasn't. It was just like,
he would have been moving more. His upper body would have been.
Exactly. It was just very graceful and intentional.
Yeah. Yep.
It was very unusual, very unusual. And after it happened, and I'm looking, and of course the next morning I'm like, man, I wish I had time to go over there. But there was nothing over there. Even if, let's say, one of these campers that were camping down on my side had decided to go for a walk around the lake, it would have not looked like that. I can promise you. I don't know what it was, but it was something that was most definitely atypical. And this, again, this is way out there. I mean, I was 20 miles straight west on a logging road, and that there's one turn. And when this logging road stops, that's where I pulled over, parked at, and set my tent up. There ain't nowhere else to go. There's no roads that go around there that I'm familiar with. I am planning. And I did actually go back. But it was during the forest fires, and they had this park blocked off. So I'm planning on going back and doing a perimeter walk all the way around the lake just to kind of see what it looks like over there, to see what else I might find. You never know.
What part of the country was that in?
It's approximately 20 miles directly west of Lake Shasta City by Mount Shasta.
Okay.
So, nice. You know, there you have that too.
Yeah.
If you get back over there, get to that side of the lake where you saw it and get a dimensional picture of your height against one of those trees or those bush lines.
Good idea.
We can recreate that and see how tall that thing actually probably was.
That was big.
You see it. Yeah. You see it.
Yeah.
And it's not right. a bear. Bears don't do that.
No. And again, guys, remember, we're only seeing about half the video. There was another as long as that. I watched that thing for probably a good, well, the video's what, 15 seconds? Probably close to a minute is the total time that I'm sitting here just, you know, front row seat. And wow. if it had clicked, you know, if I would have thought about it, but I was so kicked back and so relaxed. I just wasn't really, you know, paying attention like I should, but it went on for a while and it was the same. You didn't really miss anything because when he first came out, he came out of the brush, wiggled back into it, came back out again, and then he went back up into it, and then I was like, where'd he go? And then that's when he finally came back out again. So it was a while, but most definitely planning on going back.
Yeah, I can't wait till our listeners get to check out the video when we get to post that out there.
I know, that's going to be fun.
It weaves in and out of those bush lines and effortlessly, like you said.
Came out of nowhere and went to nowhere.
Yeah.
And again, the other thing about it was the time of day. I mean, it was right. Probably 10 more minutes, I wouldn't have been able to shoot anything. It was dark. I mean, and it was much darker than what it appeared in the video. So it was there was no other reason for anyone to be over there right at dusk with no flashlight, no nothing. And just this creature just walking along, mm-hmm. you know, like he owned the place. And I think he does.
I probably did.
If I were a Bigfoot, that's where I would live. It's over in the Trinity Shasta Forest, you know, and there's a lot of rugged land over there. And remember the road, it's a little paved road that follows along the river and very rugged terrain. A lot of open spaces, though. It's not the real thick brush. It's just a lot of rocks. There's a lot of gold in there. I passed a couple of gold claims along the way on that river. So it's a real rugged area. It's a great place for Bigfoot to live because he's out there away from everything.
Oh, yeah.
Before you saw this thing, Mike, did you hear anything weird? Was anything going on? Did you notice any sounds or anything like that? Any smells?
No, I didn't. It was complete, total dead silence. And that night, you know, afterwards, I'm camping at the campfire, and I kind of walked around a little bit and turned my lights off just to see if I could hear, you know, any kind of brush crashing or screeches or any kind of noise. And I didn't hear anything. I did have a deer come up and visit me, but that was about it.
At any time while you were filming this thing or watching this thing, did you get a sense of fear? Were you scared?
No, not really. But again, I was 700. Now, had he been up close, I probably would have. But as far away as it was, not really. I don't really have much fear left in me.
You didn't happen to get any kind of look at the facial features. I know that's a faraway distance. You probably couldn't make out a face, could you?
Nope. No, but what I could tell, at least, you know, from what I could see, it did appear as though his head was also brown. And that was something I noticed. Had it been a human, you know, with a brown, you know, brown pants and a brown jacket on, maybe there would have been an appearance of a face, but I didn't see that. It was just all brown, even his facial area. There was no enlightenment. There was no eyes. I didn't see any teeth. I didn't see skin. It was just all brown, you know. And that was the unusual thing also. There was no baseball cap. There was no hands that you could see. There was nothing, no boots. I couldn't make out anything but just this monochromatic, one-colored, really dark, brown, rusty colored creature walking.
Yeah, when I watch the video, the first thing that your mind draws you to is, well, that's a person. That's a person walking. Right. But look, watching it, you're saying, why is he wearing a suit? And how is he moving so fluidly? How is he moving like he's moving? And how is he moving so quickly and not look like he's running? And so you keep going back to.
In August, it's during the day there, it's, you know, it's approaching 100 degrees. I mean, even though it's in the mountains, it's a low elevation. So you don't dress like that you know, August the 1st in the mountains. You're going to be very sweaty. I mean, I was in shorts and a T-shirt.
But you say you're going to go back there sometime?
I am. You know, I actually went back a few weeks ago, and they had some snow coming in, so I wasn't able, and rain, so it wasn't a good time. But as soon as the weather breaks and it's clear, I'm going back. I'm hoping to be able to go back before the winter snows come in. But at least try to go back one more time before, you know, but definitely in the spring, if not sooner.
What do you think about Bigfoot, Mike? Do you think this thing's just a flesh and blood creature? Do you think there's more to it than that?
Well, you know, we know very little about it, and I'm certainly anything but an expert of it. But I have my guesses, and I think that with all creatures on our Earth, they all have very unusual defense mechanisms. Some of them have camouflage. You know, we have skunks. We have animals that can do all sorts of defense mechanisms and camouflage. And I think that if and when we ever do really discover a true Sasquatch species, I think we're going to discover the reasons why he's been so elusive for so long. I think they have certain talents and abilities that we may not be familiar with, that may not even be known in the known animal kingdom.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've seen, you know, documentaries and things where people have taken thermal, you know, Discovery Channel type, where they've got a thermal image and they know there was one there and it stood up and just went, and all of a sudden they disappear. I've heard a lot of stories like that. So they may have some very unique camouflage abilities. I do find it interesting that they are so elusive. I've also heard that maybe they migrate all the time, where they're constantly on the move, where you can't find like a, you know, a den of them. I don't know, but I'll tell you this much, guys. It has certainly stirred my interest. And from now on, I'm going to be paying a lot more attention when I see a man in a brown suit that's not a man in a brown suit. And I'm realizing that it is something, if more people looked for, more people would see.
Maybe and, get you know, a you're camera not with a telephoto lens.
I'm sorry?
Maybe get a camera with a telephoto lens.
Well, there's that, most definitely.
Yeah, if we all had one when we saw Bigfoot, wouldn't we?
Yeah, no kidding. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Mike, the cool thing is that you're one of the few people that have recorded one of these things on video. I mean, there's a lot of video out there, more so than not. But like I said, watching this thing, your mind says it's a person at first, but your mind also says, no, that's not a person.
Yeah, there's people no way it's a person. Like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's exactly. That's a real cool thing
about it. That kind of makes a statement that I wasn't there to sensationalize, you know, and take a picture of a guy and say it was a Bigfoot. And again, I'm a very observant person. And I'm always about, I want to find Bigfoot. That my kids make jokes. Yeah, sure we do. But when you actually see something like that, and for me to be caught so off guard and to be critically thinking as I'm going through, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Sure. Oh, let me record this and say it is. But wait, hold on a minute. This is not right. And as I'm critically going through it, it's when I notice that this is not a joke. This is something that's really kind of very unusual. And I didn't know what to do. I almost actually, I seriously considered before I left that morning, contacting the park ranger or a park ranger and saying, what do I do when I see a Bigfoot? But I just didn't have time to deal with it because I had to get to the airport.
Right. Do you think that thing knew you were over there?
From that,
you don't see how he couldn't have known that I was over there because I've got a camp in my van and it was just 100, you know, just 50 feet behind me. I was sitting on the lake at that rock and my campsite was directly behind me. So I'm sure he did. He probably just didn't care. You know, if these creatures live out there, they know us a lot. They know a lot more about us than what we know about them. And, I'm sure he knew everything I was doing. It was quite content in knowing that he was safe. And for whatever reason, they don't want us to know that they exist, as do the bear or any other animals, you know, but like for some reason, they're really good at it.
Yeah. Like you said, they know us probably better than we know them. And they don't want to know us for real.
No, and you know what?
Who's to say that we do to other things, you know?
That's right. Who's to say that a Bigfoot, through one reason why they're so elusive, is maybe there's so few of them. Maybe they live like a turtle, you know, 200, 300, 400 years.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, so there could be something like, that's right. We don't know. We don't know, you know. So to rule anything out because we don't know about it, that's not okay.
Right.
You know, we have to be very objective, open, and see, look. Otherwise, we're not going to find.
Right. And right. I just asked the question for the opinion because you're right. Nobody knows. Nobody has the answer. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday we will. But until
then. Even so-called experts.
Right. Well, exactly. Nobody's an expert until they have a body. That's all I can say.
That's
right. Which supposedly they have before. But yeah, I mean, to say that, you know, it's all opinionated, but you know, people are seeing these things. They're out there. Something's going on.
Oh yeah. Well, in another note, Gumboot Lake, this is on Highway 299, which is the road between Redding and Eureka, California. Well, about an hour outside of Eureka's on the ocean. So going toward where I was at on 299, about an hour into it, you go through Willow Creek, which is where the Bigfoot Museum is at and all that. So this is definitely, you know, Bigfoot country. I was about 80 miles as the crow flies from Willow Creek, where the museum is at.
You may have seen a relative of Patty.
Who knows?
An offspring, maybe, so to speak.
Maybe.
Wow.
Didn't think about
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is interesting.
It is. Right. It's like you said, and who knows?
Right. You talk about population too. I think there's more of these things than people realize, and I think the population is obviously growing. To say that they've been here longer than us, you want to think that, but you just don't know.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Because if they were, you'd think you'd see a lot more of them.
Correct.
So who's to say? I mean,
maybe.
Well, you know, I've been in Northern California a year and a half, and I've seen one bear. And that was on a bank of the Klamath River. My son was fishing in a boat. The bear are here. You just don't see them. The mountain lion and the cougar are here.
I was just going to ask you.
Way before we see them.
If you've seen any cougars.
Well, I had one come up into my camp. I was camping at Castle Craig State Park, which is over also by Mount Shasta. And I threw some ham and food out. I was the only one at the whole campground. So I put some meat out. And sure enough, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I hit my flashlight over there, and it was coming down out of the mountain, and when I hit him with the light, he went back up. But that was my closest encounter. But to say we don't see them, you know, just because I haven't seen bear, I can promise you they know every step I've made and every move I've made. And creature was, he knew everything I was doing while I was there.
Yep.
So for the record, you've seen one bear and one Sasquatch. One for one.
And one.
That's pretty good.
That's right.
And one mountain lion.
And a mountain lion.
Over the last year and a half.
So it's a tie. It's a three-way tie. That's awesome. Those stats are awesome.
Right.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you coming on and talking about your video and telling your story, man.
Well, thank you very much. It was quite enlightening, and I really appreciate you guys having me on board, and hopefully we can reconnect at some point down the road.
Probably.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Maybe some hair or DNA.
I'd love to get you back on. If you get out there and keep looking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let us know. I'm doing my digging, guys. I promise you that. I'm not giving up.
You're the place to be for sure.
Yeah, sure. You're right in the middle of it.
That's right. And I've got an arrow in my quiver of experience. I know there's something out there, so now I know what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
Know? It changes everything.
Yeah. Well, be safe out there and you catch something else. Yeah, I'm jealous too.
As you should be.
We'll be in touch, and thanks again. And we'll get that video out there when we drop your episode, and we'll let you know what's going on.
Yep.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Todd. Godspeed to you both.
All right, bye-bye. Mike.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Cool video, man.
Yeah, that was more compelling than I thought. That's
the way that thing was moving. I mean, when people talk about how they glide, I never really could get that grasp, but watching that thing, it's like, you know, they're walking, but right, their bodies just look like they're just kind of coasting along like a ghost, so to speak. You know,
right.
I don't know what it is about how those things move, but it's just so crazy,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that for that thing to walk in and out of those bushes like that, a person's not going to do that.
No, we don't move like that.
No, they're going to be walking along the side of the water, looking down, checking stuff out, not moving like that thing was. So, again, if you guys want to see that video, and you should, go to our Facebook page, join our group page, and we'll post the video out there for you to see.
I'll post it on the group.
Right. So, yeah, hopefully Mike gets back out there and gets some more stuff on camera.
Yeah,
on
get
camera.
Some more. Yeah, he said he was going to, so we'll see. We'll see. That was a really good story.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Thanks again to all the listeners. As always, we appreciate it. And Brian, thanks for hanging out with me as always, man.
Oh, man. Always a good time.
Pleasure for sure. Until next time, brother.
Right on.
Take care.
See ya.